Welcome to Exploration 1, Lecture 13. And today we're going to do a little practical demonstration of how to configure Cisco routers, and we're going to talk a couple of you through how to bring up and down some interfaces and how to test connectivity and stuff like that. So what we're going to do is we'll be working on pod 1, which will be your login password to www.qcat.org, and Grace, you are working on pod 3. So if you guys want to telnet to www.qcat.org, Brian, you're in as pod 1, and Grace, you're in as pod 3. Let me know when you guys are logged in and sitting at a CMS prompt.
Pod 1's the password. What's the username?
There is no username. So when you telnet to www.qcat.org, it'll just ask you for a password. Right. Yes, Grace?
So just QCAT.
www.qcat.org. If you put in qcat.org and it resolves to something else, I won't be held responsible.
Connection refused.
Telnet.
Telnet is
www.7984. What? No. That's your problem. Port 23. You were 7984 for Quidda, remember?
Oh, yeah, I was. I was like, that looks weird.
Okay, we're ready.
Alrighty. Now, you should be able to see
it
on your screen.
It didn't ask me for a password.
Yes, it did. You just didn't hear the prompt. You will have to use your Jaws cursor to read it up, because the first time the password prompt comes up, it won't actually turn up. It's like it drops one line on and then it won't talk. Okay, if you look at what's on your screen by whatever review method you want to use, and I realize NVDA is going to be a bit tricky, you should have a list of ports, and each of you should see an entry for a router, a switch, and two workstations. You will need the number for your router.
03.
Okay, so you're going /C3, Brian, and Grace is going...
Mine is 11.
Yes, yours is 11, /C11. Ah, the break character is Control-B.
It is, and that's what it said. To exit, press Control-B.
That's very important to take a note of that, because you might actually need to do that in a bit. And it does tell you each time you connect, and there's nothing worse than having to sort of break out and let the connection time out.
So, I've got 11, so what do I do with 11?
Use /C11 for connect to port 11.
With the space or no?
Shouldn't matter.
I didn't use one.
Alright, now you should actually be sitting, once you press enter, Brian, you should be sitting at a prompt that says router greater. And when Grace gets to that point, she should be sitting at a prompt called router 3.
Got it, okay. Connected router 3 to disconnect. I've got router.
Alrighty. Now, can anybody tell me what the greater than sign means in Cisco language? If you're sitting at a greater prompt, what mode are you in?
I've got caret B.
Yeah, that's the break character, but then it should say router 1 greater than underneath that.
Or router 3 greater in her case.
Yeah. Greater than is the user mode, isn't it? Like where you basically can look at config, but you can't change anything?
Yep. That's correct. So where are you at, Grace?
I am here.
And if
I can't actually see the prompt.
Really?
Router 3. Router 3 greater than. There we go. Yep.
Okay. Is it being sluggish, is it?
No, I figured it out. I just didn't press enter. I thought it was going to be like the command prompt, and I could press my down arrow to see where I was.
No. Don't do that. When you press the down arrow, the terminal emulator sends escape left bracket capital B. And who knows what that will do to what you're using. If you are in an editor or a shell that understands the arrow keys, it will obey the arrow keys. But if you are not in a shell or an editor, you will get caret left bracket B. at on your command prompt.
Oh, okay. Well, then I won't do that.
I would recommend against it. You can insert up arrow, though, which will do a similar thing, but that's a JAWS key that will read the current line.
Okay.
That would be another way of reading it back. You'll have to reset that router to factories, Alex, with a pen or a pin or something. Okay. I'm just going to turn my sensitivity up a little bit because I'm a bit sensitive here. Okay, I'm back. Now, so the greater than prompt means that you have... Did insert up arrow work for you, by the way, Grace? Okay. The other thing you might want to keep in mind is if you have JAWS routed to... Well, if you're in your PC cursor, you should actually have the bottom line of your terminal on your Braille display. Okay. Can anybody tell me the magic command that will get us into super user mode on these routers? Do you know what the command is, Grace? Because Brian's already...
Sudo?
No, that's for Linux. It rhymes with glass table, kind of.
I have no idea.
Enable. Remember, you've got user access mode and privileged access mode, and to get into the enable mode, you type enable.
And then just press enter?
Mm-hmm.
And we got a number now, instead of a credit.
Okay, are both of you in enable mode?
Yeah, router pound is what NVDA came back with, and same thing.
Alrighty. Now, there are a couple of things you can do. If you would like to find out what commands are available, you can hit question mark. So you might want to do that, and it will dump a whole stack of commands on the screen. And then you can hit Q to get out of the more prompt. I've just got to tell Alex something. I'll be with you guys in a sec. If that router doesn't work, Alex, get the one out of the box, and it might behave itself better. You got it? Oh, yeah. Well, they don't want you resetting it by accident. Okay, did you guys get a list of commands? There's no need to memorize or understand any of those.
And it's automatically piping through more. That's kind of cool.
It is.
It doesn't just
there's
do a big
a more
dump.
On the router. Yeah, it's there's a pager on the router, and you can actually set how many lines your terminal's got, and you can set a few other things. And it works as, well, it's a really cut down version of more. You've basically got enter for next line, spacebar for next screen, or Q to quit out. Okay. You still with us, Grace?
Absolutely.
All right. Have you guys pressed Q to get back to your prompts? You should be back at your router. What's a jigger prompts?
Yeah.
Okay. Now the other thing that's useful about Cisco's is it has step-by-step help. So if you type, for example, CON and hit tab, it should say configure. And then if you go question mark, it should give you options on what you can configure.
I got a ding, and I got router pound con. Let me see if it actually filled
in. That's what I've got. I got router con 3 is available. Press enter to get started.
Oh, yours timed out. You were away from it for too long. Hit enter again. Grace, you'll have to go in and enable yourself again.
I'm enabled. It says router 3 enable ERP.
What's it say?
Router 3 no.
Okay, so if you go con and hit question if you hit con and hit question mark, it should give you a list of commands that it will that you could have.
If I do con and press tab, it says ambiguous command.
So you don't have enough letters. You'd probably need conf, C-O-N-F, to get enough letters, but try a question mark. Because, you can also have controller. That's the other command you can have that starts with con.
Yeah, okay, so let me try C-O-N-F.
Configuring from terminal memory or network terminal is what it's asking me now.
Oh, you hit enter after configure? You shouldn't have hit enter after configure. You will probably want to go terminal, but you should have gone configure space T or configure space N or configure space M, which would the network stuff. So if I go con and hit question mark, I can actually have configure or connect are the two commands I can have. So let's say, for example, sorry?
I did CONF and question mark, and it gave me all the configure commands, either from a terminal or a TFTP, or do I want to do the network, or...
Okay, now with the configure command, you can basically tell it where it's going to take its configuration from. Now, you can actually type in the entire command, go configure space terminal, or you can go conf space T. And you will basically hit enter and it will put you into terminal configuration mode. So if you guys want to go conf space T.
Yep. Enter
no username, admin is the password.
Oh, I didn't get that. I just got enter configuration commands one per line and end with control Z.
That's exactly what you want. You are going to do. Are you at this point, Grace? You should be in the same mode.
Yeah, it says enter commands one per line to end press control.
Okay, so if both of you put in host name space and just make something up. Grace could be Perth, or she could be whatever, and press enter.
Okay, got that. It seems to be reading the last few lines on my screen whenever I press enter. Is there some reason for that?
You've probably got too many lines on your TerraTerm buffer, and the screen is actually bigger than the video display, so it's getting confused. You can fix it temporarily by going into the menu and go edit clear screen, and then it will start behaving itself, but you need to reduce the number of lines on your screen because your resolution isn't high enough to accommodate the number of lines that TerraTerm has put
there
on your
go.
Screen.
Okay.
Okay, did everybody
this
notice
NVDA
that when you... Sorry?
This NVDA support is pretty impressive. It tracks very well. Now, if I could figure out how to review it, would be good, but it worked very nicely.
Okay, you review it by going insert 8 to go up an object hierarchy, or whatever your laptop equivalent is. I'm not sure what the keys are on the laptop. And then you go insert 4 and insert... And then you should just be able to go insert 4 and insert 6, and then you can just use the review, the regular review commands to go up and down. Okie dokie. Did everybody's prompt change when you guys changed the host name?
Yes, Perth config number.
Okay, now it's telling you that you are in global configuration mode and you are on the Perth router. So that shows you exactly, and it's important to set your host name to something meaningful. Okay, we'll come back into configuration mode in a moment. Let's type end to drop back to the privileged exec mode.
Okay.
Now, the way to get information out of a Cisco router is with the show command. So if you show running, you should see your running configuration show up on your screen.
Okay.
And if you were to actually read that and pay attention to it, which is not 100% necessary, you would actually see that the host name you put in would be in there on a line that says host name blah.
Okay.
Shall we go back into global configuration mode with config space T?
All right.
Okay, is everybody in... configuration mode?
Yep.
Okay, now we want to go interface, or you can shorten that to int, or you can type int and hit tab and go FA space 0/0, which stands for fast Ethernet 0/0.
What, Kerry?
That was
you
just
cut
me
out.
That was me hitting the hang on. So if you go in here and you go interface and now hit question mark. It'll give you a list of the interfaces you can configure. And it gives you lots of interfaces that you can configure. And you'll notice that it says, mine says router to greater interface. So you've still got interface put in there. So if you go interface space FA space 0/0.
0/0.
You need interface 0, subinterface 0.
I didn't like that.
Int space FA space 0/0.
All right, there we go. First config IF.
Okay.
Yeah, I got the same thing the second time. The first time I put a backspace in it, and it, that clearly my backspace is misconfigured, and it gave me invalid input and weird things.
Yeah, that's happened to me as well.
Ah, that is fixable by going to your TerraTerm. It's under keyboard options, and you set backspace to send... let me see. Okay, you need to uncheck transmit del by backspace key, which is the first option in keyboard options, and that will fix your backspace key. Because I fully concede that having your backspace key not working is no fun, and pressing Control H is not something that everybody wants to do.
Mine actually was unchecked.
Mine too.
And now, actually, that's weird. Now it's working.
Oh, interesting. Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on that. Alright, so the... Okay, you guys are going to have slightly different commands. And you're going to be IP space address space 192.168.12 dot something that isn't one. Space 255.255.255.0. And Grace, you're going to be IP space address space 192.168.24 dot something that isn't one, space 255.255.255.0.
Okay, 12.3 should be up.
I did
3. Oh no, it's not up yet, it's just configured.
Okay, the reason I'm not typing the IP address lines for you guys into chat is because I don't want anybody copying and pasting them in. Because you actually learn from actually typing them in, even though it's a bit tedious. Now, that has set your IP address and your subnet mask. Now, if you weren't sure what you needed to put into the IP address command, you could have gone IP space address space question mark, and it would have told you what field it wanted, and then you could have put that field in, and then you could have put space and put another question mark, and it would have told you what the next field was that it wanted. Everybody clear with that?
Yeah, except these have no gateways, or at least not yet.
No,
they won't.
Don't.
They're not going to be internet ready, are they?
Well, we could set up gateways, but I wasn't. It depends. I think by the time we finish this stuff, we'll probably do the rest of it next week. But okay, so what I want you to do now is put in no space shutdown to actually bring the interface up. And when you do that, press enter and wait for about 2 seconds and listen to the two messages that come up.
Change state.
Leave the defaults, fine. You should have got two messages. One that said that the interface was changed to up, and another one that says the line protocol was changed to up.
No.
I got three. I got the interface going up, down, and then I got the line protocol on interface FA0/0 set to up.
I didn't. I only got one message.
What message did you get, Grace?
Change state to up.
Which one? Administratively changed, line changed?
It just says percent fast Ethernet 0/0 changed state to.
Alright. Yours may have already been taken out of shutdown state. Okay, now we've done that, we can go end to get back to our global configuration mode. Now, it's important that when you configure an interface, by default, all of the interfaces are shut down. Unless you know shut down them, you will need to... You will actually need to take them out of no shutdown mode. They will actually be down by default. Okay, now, are you guys back at back at global configuration mode thing.
Yep.
Okay, now Brian, you can ping 192.168.12.1 and you should get something back. Grace, I'm just going to bring you up something on your subnet so that you will have something to get back to. Hang on.
Oh, okay.
Took 4 out of the 5 packets. One of them failed.
Okay, that's fair enough. Let's go cavi. Okay, enable. Not enable. Okay, Grace, you should be able to ping 192.168.24.5.
Now, I did a control C to stop it, which apparently wasn't necessary, because it's still sitting on my command line. Apparently, it only sends a limited number of packets by default.
Hang on a second. 0/5. Oh, hang on. I've brought it up on the wrong workstation. Hang on. Workstation 3. 1, 2, 3. That should be on your subnet. What IP address did you put your router on?
192.168.24.3. I can see if it's up or something, because maybe it's not up. It did do weird stuff.
Doesn't look like it is. Just do a show space interface, or show space int space FA space 0/0. In fact, you can do that too if you want, Brian, to see what the interface tells you and have a look at the information it gives you.
Okay, it says lying protocol is down.
Oh, great.
But the interface is up.
Okay, but have a guess what line protocol down means.
That means I don't have connectivity to anything.
More specific?
I don't have line sync? I don't know.
You actually don't have link beat. In other words, you don't have a cable plugged into that port.
Oh, special.
Alright. But if you do a show space... Okay.
So somebody will actually have to go in there and have a look at that machine and see what happened to its...
Yeah. Oh, Alex has gone to do something. I have to see what's going on there. That actually isn't cabled in for whatever reason. Okay, did everybody have a look at the stuff on show space int space FA 0/0? We all saw all the weird information stuff that was there.
There's sure a lot of it.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, you don't have to read all of it. But that's how you see your packet statistics and that sort of thing.
It showed me two hardware addresses, and I can't figure out why.
Just let me have a look. Out of there.
Never mind, it was a tracking error.
Ah, okay. Because it does say... Alright, now, the other thing you could keep in mind is that... The configuration you've got in your router at the moment is only in your running config. So if you were to show running-config, you would see the configuration that you had put in so far. If you want to save the configuration into the router so that it will come up the next time you reboot the router, execute the command copy running-config, and don't forget you can use your tab key, so you can go ru tab space st tab. So copy running-config to startup-config.
Copy.
I can do that, but do we want to save this?
Yeah, that's okay. I'm going to get you to blow it away in a minute. Like, you're not even going to use it, but I'm just going to ru tab to get running-config.
Running config, yeah.
Space st tab for startup-config.
Alright. Destination file startup config.
Press enter. Okay, now, show space startup dash config for both of you. Show space STA tab should... No, actually, you need more than
mine
that.
Mine isn't happening just yet.
Okay.
Got all.
All right, I'll just wait for Brian to get his stuff sorted.
There, 727 bytes copied in 1 second. We're good.
Alrighty, now if you show space startup dash config, you'll see bits and pieces that showed up that you've actually configured in the router startup config. You can either do that or take my word for it.
Startup config is not present.
Startup dash config?
Yeah, that's what I did. Hang on, let me try it again. Yep, startup config is not present.
Wow. Do you want to try the copy the running config, copy space running dash config space startup dash config? Because it's as if something went wrong there, because mine, I went to show startup dash config and it went like a mad thing.
It's saying destination file startup config, and it sounds like a question mark.
Yep, so press enter.
Building configuration okay. I guess that did it.
Alrighty, let's try show startup dash config now. Oh, up arrow a couple of times will work like it does in Linux. I should have been nicer to you and told you that earlier.
There we go. That worked.
Alrighty, now we get to the sad part of our exercise. We are now going to type in erase space startup dash config.
So I want to continue?
Yes, you do. Alrighty. What you've done is blown away the startup configuration in the NVRAM. Now, do not execute the following command, but what would happen if you typed, and don't do it, erase flash?
We wouldn't have a router because we'd have erased the entire flash of the router.
Almost.
You'd have to pull the Cisco image off somewhere else, wouldn't you? Or use a console port to connect.
You actually have a minimal iOS in ROM, which would bring the router up to bootstrap state, and then you could suck the iOS image back into the router from somewhere else. Now, today's little adventure for me will be to back up the iOS images so that I've got them. And then, yes, we might actually have you guys blow away the flash one day and see how it actually behaves. But the final command I want you guys to run now that you have actually erased the startup config is reload and say no to the do you wish to save the configuration prompt.
It didn't ask me if I wanted to save the configuration.
Alrighty, now interestingly enough, because router 1 is currently rebooting, it just changed the protocol on serial 000 to down, and it actually gave me messages on the ISP router that I'm sitting on here to tell me that those line transitions had taken place. And now what you guys will actually see is the router reload prompt, and we're going to wait for those routers to come up to the point where they're sitting at the initial configuration dialog, which will take about... Okay, serial 011 just came up, and the router is actually coming back up and rebooting. 24 dot what, sorry, Alex? Yep. Did you turn off DHCP? Okay, did you lose connectivity to it when you turned off DHCP, though? Alright, does anybody want to go on to router 3? Go on to router 3 and configure it to 24 dot something and test whether 24.1 works.
It won't work because mine's down. Remember the link's down? Might want to go have Alex have a look and plug it in.
I'll go and do it. I'll get you to... Can you have a look, Alex, and see if there's a cable running from router 3 to somewhere? Router 3 will be the third router down, or do you want me to do that? Ethernet from router 3, they're the ones with the serial the weird serial cables hanging out the back of them. Okay. Anybody got any questions on any of that stuff, even though that was all pretty straightforward and simple? Does anybody have any particular questions on any of those sorts of things?
Mine came back up and told me it had two serial interfaces, two fast Ethernet interfaces, one VPN module, but there's no prompt. Now, maybe if I press enter, there will be.
Yeah, I don't see it.
There isn't at the moment.
No, it actually takes a long time to initialize itself. You'll just have to wait a little bit longer. It'll probably take another 30, 40 seconds to come up. It's probably trying to pull a network configuration from TFTP, and it'll tell you that that timed out.
It's asking me if I'd like to enter the initial configuration.
If you were to say yes on that, it would ask you a few questions as to how you'd like the router initially set up. You can probably say N and press enter. The important thing to keep in mind is that the Cisco routers take quite a while to reboot, so when you actually do a reload, you are going to be like 2-3 minutes with the router coming back up, so you go off and do something else or have a coffee or whatever, and then it should have reloaded by the time you get back, so just be aware of that discrepancy.
It looks up, but I still don't have a prompt, and no question. Like, if the last thing is about the running flash.
Have you tried pressing enter on it?
Oops, it just closed my TerraTerm window when I pressed enter.
Alex may have pulled a cable from somewhere.
I'm back up.
Okay. You can do a control B, Grace, and do a slash X to drop out of the remote switch.
Sorry, I left mine all open.
That's alright. When the cables get plugged back in, we can sort that out.
I can try go back in. I don't know if it'll work, but...
Oh, all sorts of things have stopped responding here. Oh. Okay, Brian, if you turn that back in and do a slash C3, just to see what's happened, you should actually be where you should have been before you disconnected. So if you just quickly whip back in there and slash C3 and then press enter, it should be where you were.
He was on 1.
Yeah, C3 is router 1.
Okay. Yeah, because I was 11.
Yeah, basically I've started the numbering at...
would I like to answer the initial config?
Yeah, so yeah, that's where you should have been. So if you actually get disconnected and stuff, it just sort of sits where it should have been. Basically how it works, guys, is it's 3456 is one of the pods, 78910 is the second pod, 11121314 is the third pod. Port 1 is my administrative control port, and port 2 is the remote power switch, where you can actually turn things on and off. So that's why router 1 is 3, switch 1 is 4, workstation 1 is 5, and workstation 2 is 6. Next week, we are actually going to get you to see if you can get router 1 to talk to router 3. And I will be nice and configure the ISP side of things, unless somebody feels brave and wants to configure the ISP side of things with guidance. Because we're actually going to bring up two serial interfaces on the ISP, and we're actually going to bring up a routing protocol and the necessary networks so that they can communicate with each other.
Might be kind of fun.
Yeah, I'll give you guidance on how to set it up and stuff.
I presume I want to answer no to this initial config thing.
Yep, just say no to that, and then you should be able to hit exit, and then hit Control B and break out of the switch, or slash X to get out of the switch, I should say.
I'm still waiting for a prompt that's telling me more config.
Yeah, sometimes it takes about 20 seconds or something to to drop back to the prompt.
Yeah, it's talking about Crypto 6 ISA.
Trust me, you don't want to see how that rack is wired up. It is, shall we say, an interesting experience. There's a lot of cabling and a lot of things stacked one on top of the other. But yeah, next week what we're going to do is we're going to have the ISP router in the middle, which is router 2, and we're going to see if we can get packets from the 12.0 network through to the 24.0 network through the ISP. And I think that'll be fun. Alrighty. Well, everybody, thanks for playing. We'll do some more complicated things next week, but I hope you guys found that a little more practical than some of the other things we've done, and it will give you a little bit less of a worry about playing with the remote bundle. And once the labs get modified that actually deal with the routers, it'll be a little easier for you guys to drop in and drop those configurations on and stuff.
Okay, well, I'll wait here for a minute to get a prompt. I still don't have... I still got ISA KMP is off and nothing after that.
It's possible that Alex is messing with cables in there and has pulled something from a different router, so you're safe to break back to the switch and log out. That's okay.
Okay, I'm back to the switch. Now, what's the break character for the remote
slash X
switch?
Slash